It's the same logic. You can interrogate both a litigant and a witness in direct communication without a translator. He understands them, but he can't respond to them. Mutla hametugman bein ahen in one direction. Hametugman da bein imohem lefnei adayim asher mitzim b'fiv v'chakiras b'shut p'sak to him. Vadayonim mevinim omdim al dereim directly. Fine. So he quotes from the Rambam, Pshat and Rambam. Gamim adayin ein tzorach l'shum hametugman shiodei agam kein lehoshiv b'tov. Raksha Baldin Rotsin Lahamin Maturgaman Shayamlitz Devram Bozne Adayan. Ooh, a lawyer. Liyacha Shayitnu Hain Biatman Feleonim Mutter. Note very important. Liyacha Shaytonu Hain Biatman Feleonim. They said their piece. So any dishonesty that can be picked up, can be picked up. After they finish, they want to have someone to make certain claims for them. That would be Mutter. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. And then he says at the end, nowadays it goes to a murshe, an appointee, a lawyer, whom they should call Shabbal Adun the Fnebayonim, Kavuin, Havale Kikiblu Aleim Adun Kay, Benlono Acha Kabbalah Klum. We already pointed out, Chazanish says, that's only true if you know that it's a Kabbalah. You know that it's not according to the rules, and you're accepting it anyway. But if you don't know, it's not a full Kabbalah. This, we had it in a somewhat different context. Presumably that would apply over here as well. So this is the Shulchan Aruch and the Sma, talk about the issues of lawyers. And now we're going to see some of the other amazing Maram HaKomos, which I think are very, very important. So I'm going to hopefully be able to show you things which are can find things easily. I'm not going to go to every secret because it's going to be hard for me to get. For example, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh and Chumash. Shamoa ben Achechem. The Pasuk says in Sefer Dvorah. Shamoa ben Achechem. Right. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh there says, in order to be able to understand what's going on, the Chacham should figure out from the Baal Din who's telling the truth. You got to see how they say it, how they move their lips, how they move their eyes. Ain the dying and Shemash in the verse what he sees, the impression that's conveyed by the, you know, they didn't have polygraphs, but you know, the guy's uncomfortable. What he's saying is, look at his body language, he's blushing, he's this, he's that. You get the one that maybe he's not telling the truth. He puts in a lawyer, he says it up like nothing, and you can't tell who's telling the truth. That's a racha. I'll try showing it to you. Is this mouse working now for me?
It should be, I'm trying. It works, I think.
So we're right.
Is it in?
It's in now.
It says success.
Hold on. Are you? Wait, where? Oh, you're on.
Come on, I can go to this little. Oh, yeah, there we are. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's try it.
There we go.
Is that helpful?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
The Farshi Tanakh. That's what we're looking for. Oh, hi. Shamoa ben Achechem. Who is my Chumash? What Pasuk is that? Just got the right Pasuk to make sure. I think it's Perek Aleph. Pasuk Tezayin, okay? Baruch Hashem, we're getting places. On both sides, you know, it's a little few technicalities. Shema ben Achechem. Pshita, if you don't hear, how can you paskin? What does that mean? He's like this. Mibale dinim atzmon. Then, you have to hear what they have to say. In the Koramitok Sidre de Reim, Umi Akimas Fasem, Hepech Mashin Eschai Vadin, and the Dana Mashin of Ros. That means, Ben Achech and Pirish Mashiyabu, Benem, Adromo, Mas Vaklus, She is Baralachem Shu Tzedek, Hagam Shi Hepech Mishpat Asid, Hasodr, Shamishpat Loboel, Ladan Shin Odea, Bir Ladover, and the Dana Mashin of Ros. But you have to know, you know, this means, Yipir Turgamon, Ben Achechem, below a Turgamon, because if you here from a Turkoman, you'll not be able to see you know, I'm talking about these kind of things. So you have to be able to see it. You have to see. If you don't see it, it's not good. Okay? That's what it says over in our Chaim HaKadosh. That's our first source. Okay? Then, another important pasuk. The pasuk says, this is a famous pasuk because they have it in the kids' songs. You may have done it when you were younger. Midbar Sheker Tirchak, never tell a lie. I think it's a kind of a kiddie record. Midbar Sheker Tirchak. So we know that although the record says Midbar Sheker Tirchak, never tell a lie, that's not the pasuk pshat. The pasuk pshat is Midbar Sheker Tirchak is referring specifically to a bezin situation. This is again Shmos Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Zayin, right? Pasuk Zayin Midbar Sheker Tirchak. So again, if you can find the this is Sifras Chazal. I'm not sure. This may only be meant to be a god, even though it's not really. Look at the Yalkut Shimoni. Where would Yalkut Shimoni be? Oh, there it is. Thank you. Yalkut Shimoni, Torah. It goes Parsha by Parsha. That's nice. Mishpatim. Oh, the whole parsha is in one shot. All mishpatim. Okay, how are we going to find this? We're looking for Perek Chav Beis. What did I say? Perek Chav Gimel, rather.
Zayin.
Pasuk Zayin. Okay, let's keep going. There's a lot of stuff in Parsha Mishpatim. Close. Wow. I thought it would be easy, right? This is a long parsha, but not so easy. Chav Beis, okay, we're getting places. I apologize for this delay, just that I don't know how to, must be a way to go through this express, but I don't know. I'm getting classes. What?
I think.
Pants today.
Yeah, I think probably pants today.
They suddenly stopped giving you some sugar. This is ridiculous. All that green stuff just stopped. Pasuk before this. It's right before that. Here it should be here. Midbar Sheker Tirchak. Okay. So, here we go. Midbar Sheker Tirchak. So Dayan shouldn't be a lawyer. Okay. Where was it says over there on the Midbar Sheker Tirchak, Shlo Yamod Eitzel Sanigoro. What does that mean? I can't share the. Wait, you have that somewhere?
Yeah, Torah 109.
Where is that? This one? No, that's Shlo Yasu Sanigoro.
Oh, whoops.
Somewhere in here, it says that. And if you look on the Mefarsh, it's something called the Zayas Ranon. That's not stunned, that's a Bogan Avraham. Not stunned anybody. Writes the Zayas Ranon on that. It's a lawyer, Olo Liton Sheker, because he has no problem lying. Whereas a Baldin wouldn't be Meis. You know, Eino the Meis Pond of Fnei Balchovo. It does not apply to a lawyer. If I care, some of them are experts in lying. Some of them. Let's take a look over here. One more source about this. Torah Tamima. It is in Shmos.
Isn't there a dying can never be a lawyer because you're not supposed to prepare a guy's case?
Right, 100%. I'm talking about a non-dying. Right. I shouldn't even have a lawyer there. Pasuk Ches. We'll come to that. Oh, watch this. Ad Elohim Yavod Dvar Shneim. Tanya. Minayin ledayin shlo yamin etzel sanigorin. That's what we just saw before. Tamal Adam Yavod Shneim. Now watch this. This is the bottom of the Torah to me, what he himself wrote. Os Kuf Yud Zayin. Nira de Batsalom. Shlo yu baledinim metziyin tanosein lefnei adayin adayin betugamonim umalitzin vatonim. He used the word Tohan. He's not afraid to use the word. And let me pee and be'atzum yagidu v'yireyim. The Dayan. U'medayik ki b'lushon ad'alim yavod v'ashneyim. V'ad'alim inyonu dayonim. Okay. Shedivrei shneyim yagidu l'dayonim. Abak shemetziyim adayim alitzim v'tohanim. V'yamagiyim d'vren l'malitzim v'lo l'dayonim. U'v'chlal zayin shlo yaminu d'abal edinim alitzim l'fneyim l'chapes l'am z'chusim. K'mo shenog v'bar kohos. V'adagoyim. U'v'tabad av'nirim. Shall be rov ela malitzim sheparnasosim bezeh. Hey, mistakum liyachad abaledin in the tunnel avur. I'm being paid by the client. Hey, manoshim bale mizimos, platters, umischak mi betanoseim, and they're wise guys in their claims. Lehatos es hadayonin, to fool the judges. Lizakos es mishalcheim. As long as their party wins, no matter right or wrong. That's what we call in our language a crook. So, and maybe it's legitimate for his profession, but the Bezin should try very hard to avoid this, Rabosai. And now we come, this is Tartu, it was written 100 years ago, whatever it was. Now we come to today's world.
It's interesting, he's using terms like barrister and lawyer, the malitzim of the pleaders.
Right. Let's go to a very current Pesach, Shlita. Shubas van Hogus, of Sternberg Shlita. He talked about this as well. Again, I have to go through so many. It's true as you get there. It goes in order of the Arba Chalka Shulchan Aruch. I have to go to Tav Shin something before you even start. Tav Shin. Here we go. Orech din toin rabbani em mutar. Al tas hatzvok orech adayonim. And what does the Rambam say? Hey, my noshim shalom de matan. The Pirishim Mishnayitz. Bekiyim bnei odem b'dineyem, mechabim mishelus u'tshuvus, shiyom ha'adayin kach, anei kach, shiyitam b'adun kach, tein shiv osa kach, ki lehem ochim adin, simulating, right? U'bal adin lefneyem, v'zeh kuruch oruch adayonim, ki lehem oruch adin in lefneyem, it's simulating the adin Torah. V'yisirei me'edomos lehem, v'atzolom alalaman echad bal adin etanot, shetorilu v'yom alo abo kach, ato kach, ato derech kach v'kach, the Afal P, here's a Chiddush Neira in the Rambam. I don't understand this at all, the last line. I do not understand. Afal P, Shiyad Yodabo, Shahua Oshuk. I know for a fact that this guy is being ripped off. Vishachavero Toin Olav Sheker. And the other guy is a bum who's lying. Pimashu Choshev Emetz. Im Kozeh. Despite that fact, Ein Mutalo Shilam Deu Tane Shetatzileo Vitoleo Klau. I don't understand the last line of the Rambam. How can that be true? I know who's telling the truth. I can't save a guy from a gazlan. Should be a hashava saveda, preventing gzela. Oh, so Rav Sternberg writes as follows. Turns on this. I think he's 100% right. Im no, I kahar biyarchei din hamalamdin also maliton l'schus afilu shuzetana sheker. Unfortunately, many lawyers tell the client to say this. They know it's a lie. I know it's a lie. You know it's a lie. The other guy knows it's a lie. Say this. Ein lecha chet gadol mizeh. Shov lef tayim lef tayisus sheker v'gezel. Uvechi agavna. Afilu lom adato at tzedek im marsho. You think that the guy who points you is telling the truth. Also lelam do tanas apotos imein remes. I mean, that's what the Rambam means. You cannot tell him to tell a lie, even though he's the part that's being aggrieved. Doesn't matter. The ends do not justify the means. You can't teach a guy to lie, even though it's going to mean he's going to lose money. Aval orech din, shirak shomea kol tanos aval din, umivora adrom b'mekoros k'magil obin tor. Achakach misadim lebezin, kemen shemar sho eino yodel lesadim, Now is it mutter? Vafilu mitzvahika lahatil ha'oshuk miyad oshko ulahoshev aveda lebaleo psam tzich limu. So Rav Sternberg writes, a lawyer will not tell his client a lie. And a lawyer who knows is convinced that his client is really right. Many lawyers are hired because they know their client is really wrong. Only they can prevail with a fancy lawyer. But if a lawyer thinks the client is really right, and he doesn't tell him to lie, not only is it mutter, it's even a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. A mitzvah.
It doesn't happen that way, though.
Unfortunately, in most cases, it's not that way.
It's the way the Rambam says. If you're saying, this is what it takes to win a case.
Right.
Then the guy fills in the blanks.
Right. Right. But I think Rav Sternberg is correct. If you're telling him to tell the truth, and you think he's right, it's Hashem HaSavein, it's a mitzvah.
You always say that because you can't support perjury. But the guy is learning what it takes to win the case.
Again, 100%, you can't lie, you can't tell him to lie. If you're going to hint to him how to lie and win, that's also no good. But if you're going to just tell the truth, just tell him how to tell the truth, which is, you know, just explain to him what's going on, it should be a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah.
You're requiring the lawyer to become
the dayan. Not a dayan. I'm requiring, so he's not a dayan. But he's going to give what he thinks is correct. And it's there's nothing wrong with that. But now I'm going to show you a few other Maran Makomas.
The Rambam's right. He's avoiding even the appearance.
Okay, I understand that. Now I want to show you a couple of things. I showed you. I have the same called Save the Hadin, the Best of HaRabani. Three volumes. This is volume one. This volume ends at page 500 and something. The two of them are going to the thousands. It's a one-page system. So he has over here some interesting things I want to share with you. This is, if you want to look it up later on, this is in Perek Beis. It's called Perek Sheni. Perek Sheni, what's called Section 4. Orchei Din. Lawyers. Lawyers. He has many pages. Section 4. Starts on page 167 in this edition, and it goes all the way until page 206. I mean, it's 40 pages almost. 40 pages on this one topic of lawyers. It's a lot of pages. I can't take all 40 pages in one shiur, but we're trying to pick some of the highlights of what he says over here. Lawyers will be helpful in certain situations. Yes, lawyers can be helpful. It could be good to have lawyers. And I'm going to try to read you some of the highlights of this sefer without going into every last prat, but it'll be helpful. It all starts, Rabbi Osai, with a halachic statement. Can you be represented halachically by another person if you don't even come to the bezin? But that's something which is a mafurisha gemara. It's not in Sanhedrin, although any of you have the gemara, you have it in your gemara, because it's in the Sefer Shavuos. So you can actually see it inside, which is always better. Those who have the inside track, you would only hear it on the screen. All fancy gemaras only have Sanhedrin. You have the old gemaras, you have Shavuos too. Shavuos daf lamed aleph amud aleph. Vasher lo tov osu besof amo. Rav amar ze habo b'harsho. What's a harsho? Harsho is a document which enables you to represent somebody else. Now, what's the status of this? It's a bad thing? It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Why is it a bad thing? Let's see what Rashi says. Why is it a bad thing? It's a bob arsha. It's possible in Yecheskel. Umisaber ariv lolo. You're fighting involved in a fight which is not yours. Vishema harisha noach lo. The original guy, the Baldin, would be an easier fellow. The Noach lipshara yosim, he says, The Baal Din himself can make a pshara. I'm only the lawyer. I can't make a pshara on his money. So you're sending it, right? So you can't send an agent because you're going to prevent the possibility of a pshara, and it can actually cause, you know, big fights. Let's go back to the Gemara. Back to links over here. Whoa. I'm looking for the Ve'iri. No Ve'iri here?
It's not links.
It's not linked to the Gemara.
Yeah.
Totally separate. Okay.
Oh no, it's there.
It's here?
My apologies. After Rabin Hanan, towards the top.
Hold on. Miri. Oh,
yeah.
It is here. Thank you. Here we go. Watch this. The olam yizar adam shlo yavo ledin ela bechreach. V'lo yase atzma ka'orchi adayonim. V'yosu mis'aba riv lolo. Sharichas adayonim mis'chadeshes sinus be'mei odam. You get involved in a dintoro. All these people find. I'm schlepping to a dintoro. Every time I go in, I make two more enemies. Two, not one, two. Because, you know, no one's happy with the outcome. Hashem. The koshkem mi shenichas bo mitzad ha-roton shalom achvas en yonei atmo derech eitza. Omer ha-shal otol basol v'yamo ze abo barasho. Kigo? Shehen bir achas. You were all in the same city. I don't want to come. I'll send you instead. Hoyem hoy Hashem derech rechoko. Ben ha-rotz on the truck. Was it all like a baby alvoso pikdona? Yeah. In other words, he's far away. Ainu bichlal otov also adaraba mitzvah also to help the din Torah go forward. V'chein nilchas bichlal otov some another situation. Okay, so the kids are nimrits. If there's no one else to do it, and he's out of town, and you do it, so if a carrot, you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing a good thing to enable the Torah to go on. How does our show work? What are the workings of our show? A guy walks into Bezdin. I said to you, I never met you before. Who are you? I never met you. Who are you? No, I don't have to deal with you. Who are you anyway? Okay. Here we go. Watch this. Lokasvinan ukasa matatle de kafre. What does this mean? I say that you have a pen of mine. You deny it. One opinion is I cannot write it, Hashah, that someone should represent me in Bezin to get the pen back from you. Why? Tama de kafre de mechzik shikra. Avalo kafre kasvina. Amin arda ukasa means Hashah. The loksiv be zil dun zchi viapik lenafshach. Go and take the case and keep it for yourself. Less than my shasha, it's nothing. In effect, telling the lawyer, it's his. My timer. Shem de omer lehech, lav bal dvorim di diat. Who are you? Who are you? Nobody. You're nobody. I don't have to deal with you. I never met you before. Om rabbi, v'ksiv be l'machsel shishul revia, I give a commission. The lawyers work on commission. I give you X percent of whatever you succeeded to winning in the bezin goes to you. So you're a relevant party. If the lawyer grabs the money, you can't get out of him. Wow, it's outrageous. We all know it's just a front for me for the litigant. Rav Asher came and the ksibe called him as Ani Medina Kabinusle Shliach Shavu. You're only my agent, and if I can get it back, you can have a shut for Shavu. You're a partner. Ma'afkamina Limitus Palga Vehilchasa. Shliach Shavi, you can't grab the money. The money is mine. So even though it's a hybrid. Hashem is a hybrid. What is it? Remember, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal always has ways of formulating things. He asked, is Hashem a souped up shlichus or a watered down shutfus? Kenyan. That's how he phrased it. We learned these sugars. It's something in between. That kind of Harsha. You follow what I'm saying? This is the official Harsha. And of course, you understand the official Harsha can only possibly work, Rabbi Osai, for the plaintiff. The plaintiff owns it. He can then make a defendant appear, not only to see him, but to see his agent, who really in effect owns it, technically speaking, some kind of thing along these lines. Fine? Fine. So this is how it works. Of course, you're afraid, chas v'shalom, someone who is in this capacity might tell a lie. It's also a Gemara. Rav Kuflam and Tess, Rav Osai, in Masechta Shabbos. Bayona Yisrael.
Hearsay, it's the guy lied to him, the client,
right.
And he's swearing to him. So,
right.
Well, what use is it?
Obviously, it sure is nothing. Okay, watch this. Sifso Sechem Dibu Sheker Elu Orche Adayonim. What could be more clear than that? The lawyer's a liar. I'll think we're a lawyer or a liar. That's what the Gemara is saying in Masechta Shabbos of Kuflamites Amen Aleph. A very serious issue. Very serious issue. Very, very serious issue. Okay, now, let's take a look on the Ramah where this is quoted. This is, you don't have it in front of you, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, unless maybe yours, how far, how many, you have yours, how far does it go? Kuf?
I know.
Nah, even you don't have it. Okay, I'm sorry. This is a little later in the Choshen Mishpat.
I have on my phone.
Phone, okay. Look what it says. Hilchos, look what it says over here. Hilchos Harshah. Can you imagine? Hilchos Harshah. Wow. A lot of, as it says here, seven simonim. Hilchos Harshah. That's a large number of simonim. Kuf Chav Gimel. Medina de Gemara and close from Ashur Elitvar Pikdona Shibat Chavera. For the Kafala. So the Gemara Baba Kaba Daf Ayin. Okay? You have to be Machnak of Karka. That's Medina de Gemara. Ava Gaonim Tikno. It close from Ashur on everything. Even on a Milve, even your Kofar. Why? Kdeshla Yito Kolechad Mamel Chavero. Viechol Mdina Acheris. You run away. You run away. I can't get to that place. So I send a letter, right? And I may. Let's go on. Who can be a Mursha? Who can you appoint, Rabbi Osai, as a Mursha? Who can you appoint? I'll come to this a little later, but once I see it now. Noshim is okay. Right? We went to the Toenis story, we'll come to that later on. Right? And Avodim, presumably Nochem as well, Pashtus. Got some details a little bit later on. Here, Goy. Got a Vikachovim. Can't write Vikanina Minei, then Shlichos is Chilo Vikachovim. Al Yichtov, Vikono Vikachovim. It's the famous Rabbi Natan. In other words, usually what happens, typically at a wedding, for example, what happens? The rabbi gives his pen, his handkerchief, to the chassan, who picks it up, and who gains? The kala. The kala should give her pen to the chassan. Do you want to be direct? So, do it, didn't have it. Kanani or didn't have shlichos, there may be. So if it's a guy, you have to have the direct, not the kanina, but the kana akum himself. That's just a technical detail. Here's the Gemara. Vashalot tov asabi amov zabob rasho, babed vamo vashatin fatobe abir achas. We saw that in the Meiri Tosfos says the same thing. Which is a bad thing. Mitzvah Kovid. Again, the same thing we saw before. If you're just trying to save a guy who's really innocent, you're doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. Very, very important. This is what it says over here. So you have to understand. There's some nuances over here. You have to understand what's going on. Oh. But, Rabbi Osai, but the on that Mishnah Novus, this one was. Show the words of the Meiri one more place in Pirkei Avos. They don't give the Mishnayos numbers over here. Oh, come on. That's not fair. Here we go. I found it. Baruch Hashem. Altas atzvot lor kardayon. Osu shemisadun atanis latoveh ala nitva. Velo sof dobas shizir ezerbi oso ela af the Shabbat Adam. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Ksubas, we saw this last year, if you remember. He told one of his relatives what to say. Oy, Yasin Asmi Golchar Dayonim. Shere Kol Misha, who also came, Alam of the Brias of Shaki, or the Hakta Shemis, to Gorm Lo Takola of Oman. Well, if he's there, royally cross out the not Orche Had Dayonim, Orche Had Dinim, Beyud Achas Levad. Dinim, not Dayonim. Right? That's what it means. Dinim. Right? You're telling him the wrong, telling him a Tayanim. Most people have Dayanim, because Dayanim are Pesuchim Osim Kare, the lowly judges who are crooks do the same thing. Okay, that's a bad thing to do. Fine. Goes further into like this. Second, please. So when it's over here, the kids and immigrants, you're afraid it's going to cause lying. That's why it's no good. Sheker. It's not going to cause sheker, Rabosai. It's a different story. Now the tshuvas talk about, really go to work about tshuvas, because they had to deal with these, unfortunately, fraudulent people. Do you think it started in America? No. Not at all. Started long before. The boy Chai, written by the Knesset Gedolah, had the tshuva about this. Chosh and Mishpat, okay, if you can find it. Let's see what it says. Apparently, it was a case where the Lushan that he quotes over here, I'm reading from page 170. I guess I must have gotten a little bit wrong, but I read it from here. He quotes the boy Chai. He's like this: people hire lawyers. Umi shegodol mechavero b'shkorim v'tavbulos u'mirmos nos nemeinayim bo l'sochav v'ritzi kesef. I just don't see it. It's supposed to be end of Siman Sadi. Something's wrong over here. But I read it to you in the relevant language. I would like to show it to you in the original. But the greater the crook is, the more you're going to give money. That's what goes on today. That's a terrible thing. It's a corruption, a perversion of justice. It's really bad. And that's unfortunately what's going on in certain places. There's a contemporary safe. I don't think they have it here, but let me just take a look anyway. Probably wouldn't have that. Something quotes over here, something called the Birchas Yehuda, says that's a terrible thing. They go back to Morocco. What happened in Morocco? I'll read you what it says over here. A takana, right? In Fez, Morocco. When people will come, what happens? They all picking lawyers. One guy says different things. And the two lawyers fight. Like animals who are goring each other. We all know that. You get the juices running of lawyers, the adversarial juices, it's forget it. Those know the reference. They're both lying. Therefore, the men has come. From the end of the month on, Lord is dakeg l'dun shum din aydei morshe b'shemovin shemolim. That's it, no more. Lo din shal pruta, lo din shal me'amon. Yavo bal ashor v'yamar al shor, according to the Chazal. Ve'en lishmo atanas on the pi atoveh v'anit v'yatzma. V'sulo. The vada ain't other may is part of them b'chovo. U'shneim is b'aish to the tana sheker. It's the din yotzei l'amito. Is there an exception? Yes. What's the exception? Toveh zokein or chole or yosem or amona. They can't come to Bezdin. Then Bezdin will appoint the lawyer. Bezdin. Shazatrak. Other than that, end of this month, no more. This is an amazing thing. That's more or less what our Bezdin holds. Baruch Hashem. We're not from Morocco. We're from New York City, which is maybe a little, Fez is also pretty cosmopolitan. But so we have the same kind of thing. That's just going to cause tzaras. Just going to cause tzaras. Problems, all kinds of problems. Now, okay, this is the initial quotation from this beautiful sefer. We're going to go further.
When you're the judge and you're asking questions and a lawyer objects to your question, how do you handle something like that?
So here's the difference. See, in the American court system, the way I understand it correctly, the parties are represented by lawyers, the parties say nothing, and the lawyers cross-examine one another and all kinds of stuff. They're running the show. The judge is sort of sitting there. We keep saying to our din Torahs, this is not an American court. In an American court, the dayanim are doing the questions. And he has a word I'll show you to in a beautiful word in the sefer, which is coming from English words, but I'll tell you in a minute. And therefore, we tell any person or representative, if you have a question to ask the other side, ask us. We'll ask the other person.
And do you get objections as to your own questions?
Objection, Your Honor. That kind of stuff?
Yeah.
No. Once in a while, the guy will say things which he shouldn't be saying. We have to discuss it. See, we don't have the ability to have an Eretz Yisrael because it's by law. They can. We can do it too, but it's not so easy. They can just dismiss a judge for unprofessional conduct. I'm hoping to get to it as quickly as I can. Let's go a little bit further. Now, what about representing a defendant? So strictly speaking, it should be impossible. If the only way that you can have the... What happened before? The only way is through a kinyan, right? And a kinyan means I, the plaintiff. I'm transferring the ownership to you, to my representative. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Impossible. Can't. Why can't he? For an obvious reason. He can't give anything. How do I make you my representative? With what? We saw the Gemara said, you're maknet, right? You're maknet this. There's no possibility, strictly speaking, when it comes to the defendant. What are you going to do? It's just a legalistic impossibility. What can you do? Let's see what happens. We'll see what we can do, because the Shach talks about it. Well, the Shach and the Sma both talk about this question. Start with the Shach. close a lot of windows. Well, I know, whoa, where am I? I lost it already?
Yeah, Rebbe closed.
I closed. Oh, come on. Okay, I'm sorry. Shach. It was our show. Watch. Afilu the Tovea lo itiru elak shu yoshid bebeso v'sholeach mershu lebezim b'mkoma b'kocho v'shuso ma'ashekin k'shagam ha-tovea bebezim osu lito edem me'elit shalo elitam bi'atzvo. So why it's a Sma and Ramo? It's a Turuch, it's the Rambam in Simen Yud Zayin. That's our Simen. Sifav and Nuchav, we saw this. So why it's the Bach? How can it be? It's against the halacha. You do it nowadays. Kiblu. We saw this. That's how we started the shiur today with the kabbal. So too, the fizeh koshdim came in my nitva me'akev. The osur. The nitva. I will not allow it. You have that my Kabbalah. I refuse. I'm not the Kabbal. Oh. Gamla nitveye mutter. Chena tovea me'akev. Hey. To let the defendant do the same thing. I have ikar within it can't be done. The Kabbal. Vay nogu achshu shafil ha nitveye me'akev. Ha bezdin marshim la tovea liton emosha. Ha nitveye marshim klal. Elanire. No. If you give the dose in the Baldin Koch or Trust the Maturgum and the Mechash of the Baldin, then it's okay. If you don't give him that, then it's the problem. So, Mistama, Hatovea knows in the Zesha Omen Imo Koch or Shus, yeah? Gabinit, Velo Shach, Missinas Koch or Shus, then Yochalasis Mursha, Afilo Ain Omen if they bezin. Even if you were not there, you still can't make a representative. Well, if he's there, when they say, Shomen Bebezin, Afilo the Tovea, also the Manas Mursha, Hanik Shiyodua Sheinos and Lokoroch Rishus. Comes out according to the Shach that with the agreement of the parties, anything goes. It depends upon the minik. Oh. So now, Rabosai, let's see what Rav Sternbach Shlita writes about this. We read before from Shuvah Sanogos Chelek Aleph. Let's now turn to Chelek Gimel. Now, once again, it's going most of the way through the Sefer. Here we go. Toen Rabbani, Minadin, Yochla Tovel, and Sartan, also the Acher. Hasho, you become the Bible, you can't do that well in the year. Nitva, you can't do it. Choshen Mishmur, you just saw. Lo Shach, Esel, the Haklos. Shal Nitva, Ein Malahaklos. So the Torah quotes a machlokes, if the nitva can make a murusha, and Tovei can say you have to come yourself, because you won't be have the chutzpah to lie to me. And the Chazanish, after Deus and nitva also shliach yochal a Tovei alam hashetoh in sheker, lo ma nitva adaba ze klal, shu enu mechuyiv la'am alecha, you're not mechuyiv to believe him. Nowadays the minig is to send the Tovei Rabboni, a lawyer, Hoel v'hayom, look what he says. Ain't done in din Torah mamish. Rak iker hapsak hu begedeb shara. Hanirus l'dayonim kitzedek v'yosher. Al kenem bedaktikim b'zeh b'chol tutukim mishpot. Achen l'matkim matpilin gam benitva k'sheshaleach toin rabboni. Av shen epo mofir v'atzvo klal. Doesn't show up. Now, af. You have to understand what's going on in the af. Af is working two ways. In the Sma, in the Shach, they said that if you're there, for sure you can't have a rep. Speak yourself. If you're not there, there's a better chance that you can accept a representative because you can't come, for whatever reason. He says, what? He says, even if you don't show up, that means for Karen. If you do show up, there's a better chance that the representative of the world because you're there. So it's two different directions of which way is a greater chance that's going to work.
This is a far-reaching kappa.
Okay. When we call Malcolm, he has chus the best and liberal shtofaz about the beyond. So they can demand the person show up. Im ledatam nochot sheyishmu tanos of mamish v'shelo yoyez b'fnei balichobo v'fnei abezin v'chadome. Next. Watch this. Is it big enough? Od nirish im yesh tzarech atoan rabbanim u'ula sh'olahon rav. I picked the best toan, the best lawyer, pays the cost of fortune. Ula Shane and him song come on. The other guy has no money to pay for a fancy lawyer. Kesh lach show shibazen is done in Stutman town also. Who can't know these of the Shavuos, but not for Laman Aleph. Minayim shall Shnayim shall bowl the best and echel lovish smart tooth, the ones wearing rings. The echel lovish it's this basmeh amon, a fancy suit. Shomolo, lavush kamoso, or halbishay kamoscha. Either put on rags or buy a fancy suit. Tamaloma. There's no bezin in the world that does that. No one. No one that I know about. Himself. Why? The same cop out. Should Sarah Shane be standing at us the mul orchdin am khuka? Roll the dayonim la shtiko la orchdin. Shut him up. The lidro should gam at Sarah Shane ye toin ken toin shala. They should try to equalize what they can. The koshken the mokashem askim with the pshara of ken din dafka. Pshara we always do. We all have pshara kroll within. Vadi roll this our ken. How be shale in the rich at Sarah Shane be shalom la begadim. Got to pay for the clothes. To pay for the fancy lawyer. To be hanish shane is soren ken. No one does that. No one I know about. Osher sochal yatsa orach din mufak oton rabbanim. Vasheni tzol v'stabek b'divrei atzma oton rabbanim shen emumcha kol kach. Shel m'sham lo pochus. Hagar m'shem v'stabek t'anoso. It's not right. Rav no adover. Yesh bat edinu shen no agim shafilu yesh ton rabbani. Dorshin kodem lachko atzodem levad. Oh. V'kach hakach l'shmo es haton rabbani. That's what we do. We need to know the vas nedvar. At least, okay, that's good. Nira, shebenusach harshol nitva yichtov shemosel koach yado ki yadi kocha ki kochi piv ki pi. That's an expression we use in certain of our harshos. Lo sagi v'mashem mosel lo yochol liton litkuni sharaticha lo uvsi, which is a sugi sagamar. So it's kuf chavdal. Shimlo sama nitva v'piv shol hashliach mashayoma. Tzad sheni shen lo kesef nishol levad ton rabboni shen amumchil kol kachem esamatan also. V'dati shkei agavna betit besti mechuyovin lahashtik esat toan rabboni v'lidro shekol tzad yovav atzma matanas v'yitnu zem zem. Rak lefnei apsak din nidon leton rabboni lesake v'chei agavna v'mis tachak tan also. Shamati shesh bodim shenogim kein v'ashrei chelkom v'nirah shezeo v'chadik abishim. That's what we do. Baruch Hashem, we got an ashrei chelkom from Rav Shturmbuch. That's a compliment we got. We were the only best in our part of the world that does that. We don't take tonim at all. Lawyers, as we shall see soon, can be disbarred. They have to conduct with some measure of professionalism. Even though some of them are some. So that's why I think that our best is the more proper system. Is the more proper system. Fine. Let me go further in this beautiful...
He's saying they can't talk during the proceeding. They can only make, like, final statements.
That's what he said, right. So every case is a little bit different. I don't want to say what we do in every single case, but we try our best to have the parties speak for themselves. Once in a while, they just can't talk. You know, they're just tongue-tied. They can't get anything out. But you can't help it. They have to hear it from somebody else. But if he starts playing shtick, we'll say, I'm sorry, you got to stop. Right? Every case is a little bit different. Now, going a little bit, for those who claim It's better to have a lawyer. Yeah. Page 173. It's better to have a lawyer. Why? Why? Quotes over here from a sefer called the Choshen HaEfod. Do we have that in our Sugar Swarm? I don't know about that. We'll see. Choshen HaEfod. Nope. He says over here, better. Why? Because in Yisroel, better they should stay home. Just have the lawyers. Why? Shem Yisroel b'alei ariv lefnei abez upon him lo yibata mehahach osos v'acherufim. They anger each other and they curse each other. Lo yuchal letavach hashonah b'neim. You can't make peace. They're screaming and yelling. There's such emotions. Actually, they Moshe, a cool lawyer. Yenok ala shosu. Forget. Be easy to make a pshara. Before we said, you saw before in the smah, you can't make a pshara because it's not authorized. Say for carrot, the better chance to make a pshara is if you have cool lawyers as opposed to hot-headed litigants. That's fascinating. So I guess every single case is a little bit different. Especially if it's a man versus wife. Because a woman sometimes, I don't know if it's, you're allowed to say this with Zman Hazeh, but I'm saying what it says. Isha Chalusha Samezek, she's a little bit, you know, the gentler gender. The Eina Yechola Ladaba Bechosek, she can't speak to her. I don't know how to say that these days, but that's what he's saying. That sometimes a woman can get intimidated. In our Bezdin, whenever he has these cases, and there was a woman walks in, and she's overwhelmed, there are all men in the room. So we have a woman in our Bezdin, whenever we meet here, we don't have, but we meet in downtown office, where one of the women, the staff, you have three women on staff, will walk in and sit with the ladies. You shouldn't feel that there's in a room claustrophobic, everyone there is a male. Make her feel better. I think that's an important thing. To sort of equalize matters at least a little bit. Okay. Now, goes further than that. There's a tshuva, which is not found here in this list. Oh, it is here. Yachel Yisroel. Anyone know Yachal Yisrael? Anyone know who the Yachal Yisrael is? Anybody know? No one knows. To the best of my knowledge, the Yachal Yisrael is Rabbi Lau. Yisrael Melau, mistake. Someone crazed the whole thing. I pressed the wrong button. Here we go.
He seems to be talking about a real
pshar,
not
pshar called blood in. Could be. Watch this. If there's a lawyer, it's a bad, it's against the Rambam, it's against the Gemara. Right. Somebody allowed? Right. Chief Rabbi. He quotes the Gemara over here. Lord Bishop Piyama Turgamah is a terrible thing. Yeah, he goes to all the sources why it's bad. Why it's bad, we already know. We know. But the question, of course, becomes the mice. Fine. Go to many who should be shown them, I've grown and post. Fine. Chahos of the Rambam. Torah Tamim, he quotes. He quotes all things we saw over here. Beautiful tshuva. Nubin lemaisa lemaisa. What are we waiting for, man? Hold on. It's very long tshuva. Oh, come on. Once in Dini Mamas, on Matzona, Lifts Lost, I'm a Turgama. It's an ABPA, etc. And he quotes, this is very long. Oh, come on. Okay. Finally, after all this, lawyers. He said, can the nitba make an antler? Shliach Mursha, little stanosa that they bezin. The Torah says no. The faith of Yeshekir. And the Rambam, even a Toveya shouldn't. Okay. Beis Yosef says that Nitva cannot. The Mursha stands instead of the Marsha. He doesn't show up. The Meturgamon is when he's there. So that's better according to this interpretation. Said, "Hi, Miss Abra Rivlo Lo. Watch this now, unbelievable. Miss Abra Rivlo Lo. Quotes the Berhetev. Isu Zelo Shayach B'Misha Bo Bar Shok Lehanos Min Aschar. Below B'Shulamos. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting involved in a fight which is not mine. It's mine. I get paid as a lawyer, $100 an hour. Multiply that. That's okay. Ironically. I got it work. It's like this. What do we see in the Shema? Kol Shabo, Lodim Fnei Dayonim, Kivuim, Havlakilu, Kiblu Aleim, Lodim, Enoch HaKabola, Klum. We have to know that. You have to know in Toka Vilchatila, Dien Zed, Lodim Mechilosa. You have to be masking the Feirish. Who said so? Chazanish. I told you before. And one party says, no, it's no. Baruch HaShulchan says, Minik Bodedim Yisrael, How do you like that? It works in both directions, so they probably both agree to it. But then he says like this. The guy is afraid of lies. Right? Here's what I told you before. Now you can see it inside. The Chosh and Eifo. If they come, if they see each other, Ponim v'ponim lo'yibosim em k'totus v'cherufin lo'yuchal l'tavach ha'shalom b'neim. Moshe bin Nagal HaShosim. So I just read to you before. Then it says, Psach Pichal Ilem. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you have to be careful, Shiv Yochai Dayan. Where it comes from? Yerushalmi, the Babli. Look what Rav Lau says, a smart man. Im Kain, Im Lo Yatiru Abez, and the Babli didn't love him. Moshe, may you doing? Ayodim Liton Karoi, Kama Yitztacho Adayonim, Atzmav Neftoach Piyam Lilem. ומאידך ליזור של יקושר חלילה להיות אורחי הדיונים ובוודאי עודם שיביאו הבלעדין עצמם כל אחד עשה נאמן עולה לתון בעבורו This truthfully is a problem for me when I sit in the Torah there are no lawyers if they're lawyers okay if there are no lawyers and no Torahim I'm stuck with that difficult balance that the Rav Lau was talking about not to say too much or to say too little so I guess from that perspective If there's a lawyer, it's better. That's what Rav Lau says. Yeah.
Why do you accept lawyers and not Tohanim?
Explain it to you what. Because a lawyer can be disbarred. So therefore, there's a certain code of ethics, and we report him to the bar association, he'll lose his license.
We do.
If we do, if he doesn't behave properly. Have it ever happened in our history? I don't think so. But I think the lawyers understand that they stand to lose their license if they do something which is totally outrageous. With a Tohen, the more outrageous, the higher his hourly rate goes.
Lawyers, though, you can't borrow a lawyer or you don't have an enforceable.
That's another trick. That's another. Okay, Shlomo. We borrow representation, it's automatically reversible. Finished. You can't. Impossible. That's true, too. That's a very good point. Now, a lawyer can also, Rabbi Osai, help. Save time. Because if each client, each litigant will talk to a lawyer before him, they'll tell him this is relevant, this is irrelevant, this is relevant. Some of the lawyers are also nuts. But if they're a smart lawyer, don't bring this up, this is totally irrelevant. Where there's no lawyer, they walk in with a pack like this, this many papers, you have to sift through it like for sugar. That's what he points out over here on page 173 in the footnote. Look what he writes. He even quotes a certain, listen carefully. This is what he says, amazing. He quotes that a Bezdin said like this. Yeah. The Bezdin expresses himself, complaining about the Orech Din, Shalom, Lo oza lo lenaseach b'nisuach mishpatim matim. Mine as chuyos and drushos idea tovea. The lawyer didn't help the plaintiff explain what he really wants. Umabosis has chuyos. What's the basis for it? Idekap hayamekatir as man mishpat. If you have a good lawyer in advance, it would save time. Ubezadin lo hoya zog lenapos chomer miutar lechalutin. To go through totally extraneous and irrelevant material, till the redest the sovdala shalatoveya. How do you like that? The Beis Mishnayim said that. For Karen, having the lawyer is going to streamline the process. The lawyer will say, more than that. Guy, you have no case. The lawyer will tell him, you have no case. Don't bring it to Beis Din. More than that. If a lawyer is not allowed into a Beis Din, he'll say, I'm going to go second to court. So for all these reasons, having a lawyer could be a positive phenomenon. A positive phenomenon. Okay, that's all found in this beautiful book, this beautiful safe. Oh. If you take a look, we haven't opened the Gemara yet. I want to show you one half a sentence. This half is mamash a half a sentence. On that Yud Chesem and Aleph. Yud Chesem and Aleph. Kohen Gadol, Dan v'Danan also, etc., etc. The last line of the Rach on the page. Yerushalmi. Nicha Dan, Danan also, Amai, Mimane Antler. What is an antler? An agent. An agent. Hagatzmecha, Shanaf l'shvua, V'ant l'shvua, I don't think I take a shvua. Obviously, can't take an oath. On the bottom, it says in the footnote in our edition, Cheshek Shlomo, I have a play Moshe, the Timtza perished to be Rabbeinu, and the poll's page missing, unfortunately, so we can't go any further than that. But just it's showing you this one line, that is a concept of an antler, not only for a Toveya, but for a Nitva as well. There's some basis for it, in the Rabbeinu Chanana. Oh. The chief rabbi made a takana. You have to show up. Unless they make a special exception. You want to have a lawyer? That's fine. But don't just send a lawyer and you stay home. And not only that, but there's a takana that the balei din have to speak before the lawyers speak. So much so, that Rav Shai Yosef Cohen, the chief rabbi of Haifa, he just retired, wrote in an article in a thing called Torah Shabbat Peh, we're going to view the lawyer as a shliach bezdin. I like that. It's not really that way. Interestingly, here on page 175 in the footnote, it's true that it says in the rules of the chief rabbinate that the default position is that the litigants themselves have to speak. The litigants must speak. Only after they speak, then the Murshim can, explain a little bit more and give proofs, etc., etc. They can make an exception. Yotzim in Aklav. Footnote 272. In reality, it seems in Beit Din today, they don't follow the Klav. They follow the Yotzim in Aklav. And in Eretz Yisrael, the lawyers speak first, even though that's only supposed to be the exception. It turns out impractical to be the rule. Unfortunately, it's not right. Now, in the chief rabbinate system, you have to have a license to practice as a Tohen Rabbani, unless they make an exception and let you practice to represent someone even though you're not licensed. So we have, let me bring you some earlier sources. There's a beautiful thing called Shura Sadin. We have it in our best, and that, unfortunately, we're missing some volumes, but this is an important, went on for at least, this is 515. This is from 2009. Can't tell you exactly how many years it went on. The man is Rabbi Eliyahu ben Dahan, who at that point was Menal Bote Din Rabbonim. A very wonderful man. For many years was the director of the Bote Din. We had our best and many, many connections with Rabbi ben Dahan, usually quietly, with no publicity, just the way that things should be done. Unfortunately, for political reasons, he was deposed. Because in Eretz Yisrael, these are political. So he belonged, I think, to what we call then, I don't know what it's called now, the Mizrahi kind of organization. Shas came to power and got him out. Of course, he had the last laugh. So now he's a member of the Knesset in the, I think it's called Bayat HaYudi, and now he's running the whole business system from a different angle. But he, as far as I know, he did not take revenge as other politicians do. He's an Erlich Yid. We like him very much. For many years, he was the Manal of the Bate Din, and he had this thing come out on a regular basis, which is beautiful. So he has many things over here which are extremely relevant to our discussion. So before I get to the what I want to talk about now, which is this is in Shuras Hadin, in an article entitled "Canceling a Representation by a Relative." That's on page Tuf Nun. But I can't resist teaching you the first thing. The very first article starts on page Mem Aleph, which about how do you make a Bezna Kavua. And I told you about this a little bit before. This is the tshuva I was referring to by Rav Yaakov Elias Rav. And there's what happened? This is a sad story. There was a Bezna of three rabbis. One says, I'm out of here. The other two, don't talk to each other. They don't talk to each other. So everyone takes two other guys. That's crazy. It's crazy. The three can never sit at all. Can therefore a nitba pick anyone he wants? Right? What do you do over here? As these three guys went in their three merry ways, there's no din of Bezen Kavua. None. No din. Doesn't exist. There's no Bezen Kavua in that part of the world. So what are you going to do? You have to have a Zablah. You have to have a Zablah. You have no alternative. Okay? That's what he writes. And he says, "Kotz Shulchan Aruch, Siman Zayin Sefei, Shnei Dayonim Shasonim Zezeh, Asurim Leishiv B'Din Yachad, Shadas Kol Echad Men L'Stor Devei Chaver." I'm more concerned in shutting you up and showing you wrong than in the actual facts of the case. So you have no, so you have no bezdin. So what should you do? Nochon asu vara kol shekavu asifa te shakol yivcha bezdin shel shlosha. Pick a new one, a new one, a new one. As a chiyuv in the vara kihila to make a bezdin kavua avada as it was before the three judges went their own merry ways. That's the responsibility of the vara kol who are the gaboyim and mamunim shel kol like shiva tuvei ha'ir and. The Be'alocha writes in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel, "Bizmanenu Zayin Tuva Yir Heim of Gaboy, but the Knesses about the Medrash Hamishtadlim B'Tzorchei Beis Knesses, V'chein Shar Tzorchei Atzibu Naso Eliyotam V'Ine Hakol Nesuim Aleihem B'Nyonei Tzedakos V'Hekdeshos." So they are the Tuva Yir. The closest to that today is the Rabbis. That's the case, my Baltimore case. See that this Be'alocha is telling you that Zayin Tuva Yir, even though their monetary involvement seems to be limited to tzedakos and hekdeshos, doesn't matter. They are the tuvei yair. That's a very important point. Because the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vazna Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was just nifter recently, Chelek Hei Siman Chav, the Gaboy, but they're Midrashim, Dizmanenu, Heim, Zayin, Tuvei, Dizmanem. And they're the ones who are Takonas HaKol, and they're the ones who have to make elections, if you will, for a new judge. What happened over here? Two judges were left. One wants new Bechirot. One doesn't want. The answer is you have no right to object to it. You can't stop a community from choosing Dayanim. Can't. The other guy wants to pick a winner. You're afraid to lose the election. Too bad. So you lose. You can't stop an election. That's what he says. This is very, very important over here. This is not what I came to open the safer for. But once I was here, I felt I had to hit. What about the fact that the majority didn't show up? What was the turnout? Yes, it was election day. What was the turnout? What percentage of voters voted? 20%.
Very
low. Low turnout, right? So is he the mayor? Absolutely, he's the mayor. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Quotes of the as follows: Tshuvas Chasam Sofer that I told you about. Let me show you inside because we spoke about this Tshuvas Chasam Sofer yesterday, if you recall. One second. Wow. fair. Choshen Nishmut. A similar case, a low turnout. Happened on Chasam Sofer's day. I'm looking for a paragraph which begins with the words the Tzino Lemeidu. I got to the end without finding it. Because the paragraphs don't always... Anybody? Okay. I'm reading the words that he quotes over here. I want to show it to you if I can possibly show it to you, if you can find it. The Rei Kamon Shechvizu Lesem is called B'nei Akilu L'Dover Zeh. Here we go. The Fakeach Al Iskei Esek Ploni of Ploni. Here it is, a little earlier. Here we go. Zimtzin L'Meidim. Oh, I found it. Hichvidu lesson is called Bnei Akil Adavar Zevi No Borak Mo Shloshin Balabatim Lo Yose Veruba Deruba Kifle Kiflai Nishu Bechutz. So more than double didn't come. Those Shloshin chose two people. They gave Rishus to what they wanted, right? It was an 8-1 vote, and the ninth man is screaming, say no, the majority won't work. You need everyone to agree. Like by Psharis could Shaimi Kula. Wrong. The call is right. Mashalo boil our safer. Rakshlo shlosha balabatim mikom gonir a poshup. Kevin shichrizu befarhes yosh v'yom shiya kol akilu b'ir shiya v'ol l'fakeh l'iskei yiploni yiplonim. Mishalo boil ablikim moser kocho v'ashoso l'osen shabol asiva sako. He didn't come. Finish. Brings a riot from Ksubas of Tzadi Dal. It says, midalo boil. The fact that the guy didn't show up, that means you gave them the power to do whatever they want. So it's a chasam sofer. So the same would be applied in the particular case he's talking about, and that's, And what about the fact that it's only a majority of 8 out of 9? Writes as follows. Uba, watch this. Look what he says. Oh. You have to follow the majority. But then he's at the end of it. Something amazing. I'm finding it. Oh. Without that, you still have to eat it by dinner. It's enough to have a majority. Kfanagi b'chol glilos halalu. L'mezel basaruba b'chol anyonu kelu. V'mnamten at kulam. At sheskimu kulam. Lo yigomer shum inyan v'yashchos asaklal. If you wait for unanimity, you'll never get anywhere. Chasam Sofer is so correct. It's so correct. Okay? So this is very, very important to understand. Out context. This is not what I've opened the Sefer for. Tafnun. I'm reading from this Sefer called the Shua Sadim. What happened? The woman wanted her father to represent her. So, the three very, very chashuv dayanim. I know them all personally. Rav Duchovsky, Rav Sherman, and Rav Chagai Israel. I know them all quite well. They were the Bez Nagod in Yerushalayim. So it's like this. Yes, there could be an exception, even if you're not officially registered towing. But we shouldn't give it too often. No, it's not a good idea. A father? No, it's problematic. Kasher hagoshos hativim govim alopam ala interes amiti shel atzad amiyutzad. The father will blow a fit, and he's not going to represent his daughter properly. So the Bezdin said, no. Therefore, we come to the conclusion, we cannot permit this father to represent his daughter, not in the Bezdin Agadol, not in the Bezdin Azari. Finished. She wants someone else to represent her, either for her own money, or halishka l'siyuah mishpati. It's like an attorney, a court-appointed attorney, but not the father. This is on page Tafnun of the Shura Sadin.
Would they have said the same thing if it was the husband?
I think so. In another case, they wouldn't even let the father into the room.
whichever gemara goes the other way, though, on a husband, like women, it's not difficult to go to a din tayir?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Rabbi Yossi, I don't have another minute. I'm just giving you for a second. Page. Yeah. Let's stop here. Watch, I don't want to start the rushing. I want to talk of big Daronim. See, when Eli quotes a psak and bez, you don't really all the time. Of course, the greatest, the ones I quoted from the bez, all three great Rabbanim, I know them personally. He gets close to people from the generation or two ago who are iconic figures in the world of Bezdin. What they said about these matters. And then tomorrow we'll start with that. And we'll try to finish this. Maybe talk about Parsha. Maybe I'm trying to start.